This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura.
The future of agriculture could be in something called aquaponics. That's catching on in Minnesota. Vegetable plants filter water for tropical fish, and those tropical fish fertilize the vegetable plants. The challenge now is figuring out if it can work on a commercial scale. Chris Julin has the story.
This is the kitchen at Lake Avenue Restaurant. It's about a block from Lake Superior in the touristy district of Duluth.
This is a curly lettuce, and then this is a type of romaine.
Tony Barron's the executive chef. The salad greens he's holding were grown just down the road.
They're beautiful. They come to us clean because it's grown aquaponically instead of in dirt, which is wonderful. In the kitchen, it's less labor for us.
Barron serves locally grown lettuce all year round, and that's tricky in these parts. Last winter, the temperature was below zero 23 days in a row. But in here, it's always warm. This is where that lettuce came from. It's the greenhouse at Victus Farms. It's about an hour's drive from Duluth in a little mining town called Silver Bay.
And these are all our babies.
Mike Mayhew's checking out his lettuce crop. He runs the place. He's an unlikely-looking farmer. He's wearing cargo shorts and a backwards ball cap, and he's barefoot. He's an unlikely-looking professor, too, but that's his job. Professor of geography at the University of Minnesota Duluth. He runs a program in environment and sustainability, and this indoor farm is a research project. Universities and private businesses across the country are experimenting with aquaponics.
It's kind of fun. It's like the electric car. You know, it's almost a race to come up with the method or the model that really works well.
Most of Mayhew's lettuce is floating. Each plant is stuck in a hole in an inch and a half thick sheet of polystyrene foam. The foam rafts float in pools in the greenhouse, and the lettuce roots dangle through the foam into the water. The fish live in a neighboring room.
So these guys are 3 weeks old, 4 weeks old, 5 weeks old.
Tilapia are swimming in 9 plastic tanks. Each tank's about 6 feet tall, maybe 12 feet across. Waste from the fish gets pumped over to fertilize the plants in the greenhouse. And some of the pools in the greenhouse grow algae and duckweed that come back into this room to feed the fish. That's aquaponics.
Which means you grow fish and plants sort of in concert, one living off the other.
This is Victus Farm's second year, and it's selling all the fish and vegetables it can produce. Now the goal is to get more efficient. Here's an idea they got online and refined for 6 months. They built floor-to-ceiling racks made of PVC pipe. On the horizontal pipes, they drilled holes in the top and stuck a plant in each hole. And then they run water rich with nutrients through the pipes.
And so it's just all trial and error, you know. I wonder if we can grow tomatoes in 4-inch pipe. Yes, you try it and it works. I mean, look at these tomatoes. There's millions of them.
Mayhew's banking on this vertical gardening system for the future. It'll let them make use of some of the empty vertical space. And it'll let them move the fish into the ponds in the greenhouse.
Then we can grow probably 10 times the plants per unit surface area, which means our greenhouse only needs to be a tenth the size. And what we'd like to do is come up with a really efficient, cheap, small facility. And every small town could have one or two or three of them. And so the food could really be literally produced in the backyard of the restaurants or whatever.
This place cost about $2 million to put together. But Mayhew thinks a self-sustaining version could be built for a whole lot less in someone's yard. So they're going to find out. This is Baylor Radke's house. He's second in command at Victus Farms. This summer, he and Mayhew cleared some trees from Radke's yard. They put up their own money to build a much smaller and simpler fish and vegetable operation. Radke says they'll be up and running this fall.
The whole point of it is to allow people to grow as much as we did in that $2 million facility in a facility that costs under $100,000.
Way under $100,000. Radke and Mayhew have done the math. This place will cost them $20,000 to build because they're doing all the labor. They figure they'll bring in $50,000 in the first year from a building the size of a 4-car garage. And if it works in northern Minnesota, they say, imagine how well it could work in a warm place like Iowa. This is Chris Julin for Marketplace.
Chris, by the way, is with Burn, an energy journal produced by Sound Vision Productions, supported by the Alfred P. Sloan Foundation.